Welcome to Station JKBX. It is March 3rd, 1933, and we're here this morning to cover everything you need to know about Franklin Delano Roosevelt's first inaugural address. We'll recap what has been dubbed as the Great Depression, the worst recession in human history, Hoover's reaction to this recession, the election of 1932, when FDR was elected into office, and finally, stay tuned for Blake's summary of FDR's inauguration speech. Ms. Piper will now start us off with a recap of the Great Depression.
The Great Depression isn't so great, is it? Many people lost their jobs and were instantly poor. I get asked every time I turn the corner, "Brother, can you spare a dime?" I feel bad for those people. The people who lost everything all because the stocks crashed, and they crashed hard. Many people are fighting to keep their job and to be the best at what they do, just to help keep their families afloat and healthy. It's sad to see how many families are telling their kids to go fend for themselves because they can't afford to keep them alive and healthy. The divorce rates, however, have been going up for the past 3 years. In my opinion, a double income is better than one to no incomes. The statistics aren't too good right about now either. They are showing that almost one in every seven businesses have failed from 1929 until today. In coal mining regions, childhood malnutrition rates may have risen as high as 90%. Let's pray and hope that FDR can get our nation better and fast. Now let's head to Jesus to hear more on Hoover's reaction to the Great Depression.
President Hoover was unprepared for the scope of the Depression crisis, and his limited response did not begin to help him, the millions of Americans in need. The steps he took were very much in keeping his philosophy of limited government, a philosophy that many had shared with him until the upheavals of the Great Depression made it clear that a more direct government response was required. But Hoover was stubborn in his refusal to give handouts as he saw direct government aid. He called for a spirit of volunteerism among Americans' businesses, asking them to keep workers employed, and he exhorted the American people to tighten their belts and make do in the spirit of rugged individualism. While Hoover's philosophy and his appeal to the country were very much in keeping with his character, it was not enough to keep the economy from plummeting further into economic chaos. Now to Keefe for the election of 1932.
About a year ago, it was election time again. Current President Franklin Roosevelt and former President Herbert Hoover were both campaigning to get the position of the next president. Roosevelt, being a charming man like his cousin Theodore Roosevelt, who was also a president, was elected by the Democrats. He started his campaign by promising that he would implement a new deal that would help the needy and help the nation recover from the Great Depression. Hoover, who had done nothing to really help the nation in his past years of presidency, tried to warn everyone that Roosevelt getting elected would be bad, but nobody really listened to it, and Roosevelt won in a landslide. So far, since the election, nothing has been bad about Roosevelt, so Hoover's warning seems to be empty. Now into a message from our sponsors.
This broadcast is brought to you by Lucky Strike Cigarettes. Be happy, go lucky. Now with free dust.
FDR's speech just happened about 5 minutes ago. Here's what he said. I would try to get the country out of this Great Depression with a new deal. I am going to start funding the government. FDR said, first of all, let me assert my firm belief that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Nameless, unreasoning, and justified terror with paralyzed needed efforts to convert retreat into advance. I am aware of how many people are currently unemployed, starving on the streets, and cold. He also said that we would make out of this Great Depression and he would get the economic system back up and running again.
In his 1933 inaugural address, FDR uses populist beliefs and casts judgment to our society. The atmosphere is thick with fear. The banking industry has failed us, and people are out of work and increasingly living in Hoovervilles. It seems that FDR hears the people's demands and has made creating jobs his first priority. He has decided to pull back troops, because the new American way is to focus on us until we can get ourselves out of this recession. As we swallow our fear of tomorrow, we look to this new president to help us all. And we think he will. His speech reinforces how important it is for us to be strong right now and in battles to come. It seems that, indeed, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Thanks for tuning in to JKBX. Here's the new Eddie Dungeon song.